It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Sprint is now hiring lobbyists to fight the merger of AT&T and T-Mobile. If that deal goes through, it would mean only three big wireless carriers in America: Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T Mobile. A company called Light Squared is trying to build a new network and has taken a huge step, securing part of the broadcast spectrum from the FCC. What is spectrum? I'll let University of Illinois professor Christian Sandvig explain.
There's a range of color we talk about when we talk about rainbows.
Yep, violet, indigo.
Right, and it's continuous range. So we could say something is blue, but there's also a little more blue and there's a little less blue. So when we talk about wireless communications, the spectrum just means the range of frequencies that we know how to work with.
Light Squared hopes to resell use of their spectrum to new wireless companies. Light Squared got this spectrum based on the idea that their network would operate by satellite. But going all the way up to space takes a while and creates latency.
Latency just means the delay in an interactive communication. So when you type in a URL and you press enter, how long does it take something to come back to you or something to change? So the latency on my, I think I have a Comcast cable modem at home, is about 20 milliseconds. But the latency to a satellite could be 1,400 milliseconds because that signal would have to come from 22,000 miles above me.
In terms of what that would mean on your computer, then, what would that be?
Well, it would mean no gaming. It would mean no Skype. Anything where interactivity would be really important and crucial, but you could probably do email with no problem.
So Light Squared got approval to build ground towers as well. That raised concern Light Squared's signal would interfere with GPS.
The GPS industry says that building these ground stations all over the place for Light Squared is going to confuse the GPS receivers because they happen to be the adjacent use for those frequencies. But I have to say, I think it all may be bunk. Worrying about GPS, I mean, that's sort of like saying, okay, the town planning board is now considering landscaping in the median of the freeway. And then someone says, but wait, what if they decide to destroy the freeway? It just seems very unlikely. I mean, they know the freeway is really important. So we have the Air Force, sport fishermen, everyone who uses GPS very upset about this. But it's not clear at all to me that the FCC would allow anything to proceed that would jeopardize the GPS signal.
So Light Squared is preparing a network. But if they become a big player, Sandvig says satellites won't make Light Squared's coverage any better.
They're claiming a nationwide footprint because they own satellite. But that's kind of a dodge, right? Because connecting to the internet with a satellite is really different than connecting to it with a phone. In fact, the phone probably isn't going to have a satellite antenna on it. So there's going to be no way that you could connect the phone directly to the satellite anyway. So they would have the same kind of coverage that AT&T or Verizon might have, depending on if they can build the same number of towers in the same places or come to some sort of agreement to share someone else's towers.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
Facebook is now testing a Groupon-like service, but as Facebook grows, Friendster shrinks. Remember Friendster?
Sure, the Atari 2600 of social media.
Well, now it's telling users they better download their accounts by May 31st. After that, everything gets deleted. Friendster says it's reinventing itself as a place people can hang out and hear music.
Yeah, that worked out well for MySpace. What do you think is on Friendster that people need to remove?
Well, let's see. It was big in, what, 2002?
Yeah.
So Avril Lavigne photos.
Reviews of Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
Ooh, Ally McBeal episode recaps.
It's a treasure trove. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.